Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Glad to have you in here. We got a great program. We're continuing tonight with our series on the Sabbath. Tonight you've got a great treat. We're going into the biblical explanation of why the Sabbath is so important and why that you're required to keep it. I said required. There's no escape here, ladies and gentlemen. You either love Yahweh and keep His commandments, or you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. And that goes for me and anyone else that tries to get around the commandment-keeping instructions that Yahweh has given us. I hope and pray that everybody makes it. I really do. I hope that you work out your salvation with what is called fear and trembling. And if you do, you know that you're going to have to struggle. You're going to have to strive to enter in. You just can't learn everything. You've got to lift up a standard. And tonight I'll be right back with this important message. Stay tuned.
He has fire in his eye and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eye and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land, calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? We say yeah.
If I were you,
Praise Yahweh, everybody. Praise Yahweh. We've got a great program going back to the very beginning. Going to get right into the message tonight and the account that we have, the facts about the Bible Sabbath. Now, if you don't believe in the facts, then you've got a problem. If you don't believe Yahweh's word, you've got a problem. Now, said, let Yahweh be true, and every man a liar. And every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh is very important. When you read the Bible, the first thing that God made holy, first thing, He didn't play around. He just made it holy. Now, notice, you might think that it's something other than what He made. Let's read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 4, and I'll show you. By the seventh day, God, Yahweh, rested or finished His work that He had done. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. And God blessed the seventh day that He had made holy. Listen to that now. Blessed the seventh day that He made holy. He didn't make holy one, holy two, holy three, holy four, holy five, holy six. He made holy seven. Now it begins, it's interesting to note that holy day, the seventh day, would begin when He started to count. A lot of people say, well, it started from day one. No, that's the count for the work day. You've got to work 6 days to keep a holy rest day. And that's why that the argument is very crucial to your understanding. Now, let me show you the three things that He done for the fourth thing, which is man. He made the Sabbath for man. Now, that's the first thing that you could get out of this, is that there is a special holy day that He made for you. You ever really thought about it? Now, we know that He rested on the seventh day, He blessed the seventh day, and He made the seventh day holy. Rested on the seventh day. He made the Sabbath for man. Now, what would He make it for if it wasn't to rest on that day and do no servile work, which is what He said. The word Sabbath, if you really look, the word Sabbath is not mentioned here in the scriptures that we just read in Genesis 2. Notice this. The word Sabbath is not mentioned in the King James until 1623. The Hebrew word for rested in Genesis 2 and 3 is Shabbat. Shabbat is one of the three Hebrew words that are used in the Old Testament translated as Sabbath. In essence, Yahweh Sabbath when He rested. Now, let me look at the three definitions of the word Shabbat. The definition for Strong's is 7673, which is Shabbat. It's a prime root, to repose, that is, to desist from labor. Now, it is cause to make one to cease, to celebrate. Now, celebration is something that you're happy about. He was pleased with what He done. you know this man, when he does labor that really pleases him or he feels like he's achieved or accomplished something, he admires work. At celebration, his heart feels good. Cause to make, to fail, meaning to cease, to keep the Shabbat, suffer to be lacking, to leave, to put away, or put down, lay down your burdens, make to rest, to rid, steal, or to take away. Take away all your labor, take away all of your monies. Now, look at this one, 7676. That ought to be easy for you to remember. Shabbat, Shabbat. From 7673, intermission, the Sabbath, ever Shabbat. Shabbat, or Shabbon, from 7676, the Sabbatism, or special holiday, a rest. The Greek word for Shabbat in the New Testament is Shabbaton. Strong's Concordance concludes that in 4521 in the Greek, Strong's Concordance, Shabbaton, which is a direct reference from the Hebrew 7676 that I just mentioned, it's a day or weekly repose from secular labor or advocations, also the observance or institution of itself. It's the interval between two Shabbats. Likewise, the plural and all the above applications, Sabbath, a week or a day for a week. Six of those working days produces the Sabbath. You've got to work 6 days. Now, again, to take intermission, to rest, to cease from working. That's what your Creator did. Now, my question to you, in seriousness, what day did He rest? Well, we know it was the eighth day. Oh, my. You know, that just turns everything upside down. Did you know in the Scriptures that there is a chapter in the book of Revelations, in chapter 22, that says that there is a special time of the month. Now, not of the week. That these occasions work out. Now, if Yahweh is holy and He can make something holy, He chose to make the seventh day of the week holy. Holiness is the nature of our Creator. And this is in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. He says, "But as He who called you is holy..." Now, what day did He call you to be holy on? "You also should conduct yourself in a holy manner. Because it is written, be holy." Now it says that Yahweh rested on the seventh day and made it holy. That's the first mission of holiness. The day that He rested, and that day is very important. It's never changed, although it varies on the monthly cycle, not the weekly cycle. Within the weekly cycle, there is a system of beginnings or appointments that we have proven here in the last... This is the eighth message in the series. And we'd like to do at least 9 or 10. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Listen to this. You say, "Well, I can't be holy. It doesn't matter, Pastor Buddy." Whatever day that He chose makes no difference. Just as long as you keep a day holy. You know, it's just like saying, "Well, yeah, I know there's clean and unclean foods, But it don't matter no more because God cleaned up everything. Well, what was the reason for Him making clean and unclean? And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why did He make the Sabbath day holy? The seventh day now. You say, well, I know what that is, Pastor, but that's on Saturday. Not one verse of Scripture says that Saturday is the seventh day. You say, well, it says on my calendar, bless God. Listen to this now. Matthew 5:48. Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Yahweh desires for you to be holy, and without wholeness, no man. Now, when it says without wholeness, that means without you keeping the Sabbath day. It's the only day, it's the only time, it's the only commandment in the Bible that He said to remember. He who calls you holy is holy. Now, if He called you holy, He called you to come into His rest. Take heed, lest any of you have an unbelieving heart, fail to enter into His rest. He's talking about this holiness, this day that He created. Now, wouldn't you want to rest when He rested? Yeah, that's on Saturday. And the Christians would come along and say, well, no, it used to be, but see, God changed it to the first day of the week. And so we have this variance of people trying to keep a holy day and to remember it. Now look at Mark 2:27. And the Messiah said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man. Now listen to that. That means that you enter into His holy rest. You do no servile work. Now the burdens that you carry, it's not important. You know, the Jews, if I'm permitted to say the Jews, if they was to say, well, buddy, well, what day would you rest? I would rest on the day that He rested. Well, when did He rest? Oh, He rested on Saturday. That's a Sabbath day, glory to God. Well, the Christians would come along and say, well, yeah, but now that they so many people believing that Sunday is the first day of the week and that's the day we should come together, it really don't matter. And then we got the solar people that use another date, and then we've got the lunar people that use another date. And so then, we should know the truth. Now, does the Bible say that you would know the truth? Was the Sabbath given for man? Was man created for the Sabbath, or was Sabbath created for the man? Yahweh wanted you to rest one day to be with Him. And Yahweh dedicated and set aside the Sabbath as a rest day. Now, when is very important. It is so important. Now, listen to me well. It is so important that unless you keep it holy, you will not see Him. I'm going to repeat that. Unless you keep it holy, you will not see Him in His wholeness. Now, if you want to see Him in His wholeness, come to the day that He rested on. Was the new moon ever considered a day to keep holy and to do no servile work? Yes, it is. Is the healing of the nations, the tree bearing fruit, did it bear once a month? And the question would be yes. In the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah, was it true that He still, in the millennial kingdom, where He is already resting, where you are heading for if you love Him, and if you keep his commandments, did he command the appointment by the moon? And the answer is a resounding yes. Fact number two, is the Sabbath a memorial of creation and based on our salvation? And the answer is yes. Listen to this. Exodus 31:17. This, the Sabbath, is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. I'm going to repeat that. The book of Exodus 31:17. The sign of a memorial, of a keeping, of a holiness, of take heed and enter in. Take heed that you enter in. And if you don't enter in, you're not holy. You say, oh, I don't really believe that, Pastor, but God changed his mind and now we've got it all figured out. Now we can do it any day we want to, just as long as we keep on holy. That's like saying, well, you can eat a pig, pork, but you can't eat a rattlesnake, or you can't eat a gopher, or you can't eat a possum, or you wouldn't want to eat a skunk, would you? But it's all right to eat a pig. It's a sign between me and the children of Israel. Nobody else. He says it's a sign between me and the children of Israel. Now, question. Was the children of Israel in existence when he gave the command to rest and keep it holy? And the answer is unequivocally no. They were not in existence. They were just a gleam in the Father's eye. But they that existed before the house of Israel, the house of Israel singled out as his people and chosen, and the covenant is still a sign between me and my people, or the sons of Adam. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Again, Exodus 31. As a memorial of the creation of the earth and all that is then, cannot pass away without first having this world pass away. Those commandments are binding. If you want to be holy, you've got to be holy. You say, oh, there ain't nobody can be holy. He says that if you'll remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, then you'll be holy because you'll enter into a holy rest, which is exactly what he done. Now, the second point here within this framework of fact number two is the Sabbath is the symbol of our salvation. When we keep it, we're letting everybody know that it's a sign. The sign day. What is the sign day? Verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify. That's holiness. Sanctify you only. Now listen, you have to be on that very day he's keeping it. You cannot keep it any other day. I can prove that he kept the eighth day. I can prove that the eighth day is the sign of the Sabbath in the month. Within the framework of the first 8 days, one day belongs to the new moon. It's an observance. You're to keep it. And it's for the healing. It produces fruit for the healing of the nations. Now, what does that mean? The word nation is man or Adam. And the healing is the forgiveness of sins through the Sabbath. Being sanctified. Being cleansed. Being holy. Notice this again, 31:13, write it down. Verily, my Sabbaths, you shall keep, for it's a sign between me and you. fail not to enter to my rest. Rest on the Sunday. Moreover, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies them. Ezekiel 20 and 12. It's the amazing scripture that opened up my eyes. That very scripture. It really turned me on to the name of Yahweh. I left the name of Jesus and went to exclusively to the name of Yahweh, which the name of Yahweh is the name of Jesus. The people that talk about Jesus are talking about Yahweh. Every time that the Christians say Hallelujah, they're talking about Yahweh. And they say Hallelujah as much as they say Jesus, almost. Hallow. Hallow my Sabbath. And they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh. Ezekiel 20 and 20. If you'll read in the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 20, verse 12, starting at verse 12, and read through 20, you're going to find out between those verses, between 12 and 20, I know it opened my eyes. I just pray it does. Now, what about his resurrection? What day was he crucified? Was he not crucified on the 14th day of the month? He wasn't crucified on the 14th day of the week. He wasn't crucified on Saturday, if it's a continuous 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Saturday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Saturday. No. It does not say anywhere that he was crucified in a continuous 7-day cycle on the 14th day. It does not say that's the 7th day. It is plain. If you want to enter into his rest like he did, they took him down off the 14th day, which if it had been a continuous 7-7, they would have not took him down off on the Sabbath day. They would have took him down at the end of the 14th day to enter into the 15th, which is a positive proof that that was his rest day. And so that would have been the new moon, work 6 days, and keep a Sabbath. That would have been the 8th day. The new moon, work 6 days, and keep a Sabbath. That would have been the 8th day. Now then, if you work 6 more days, that brings you to the 14th day. Take him down from the torture stake. Put him in his rest. He rested on the 15th, the Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot or you should not fail to see this. How can you fail to see this? The people that kept the Sabbath kept it before the Ten Commandments were ever given, but the Tenth Commandment said to remember it, or the Fourth Commandment in the Ten grouping said to remember it. The Sabbath truth was given to Adam in Eden before the fall of man. It was given before sin existed. It's the holiness. It was given to Adam to link him up to Yahweh to rest with him. Come up here and rest. What day did Yahweh enter into the Sabbath? Did he enter in the second? If every continuous day would have been the seventh day, would have been a Saturday, then he would have went in on the torture stake on Saturday. It would have been Saturday, the Sabbath, that they killed him. They did not kill him on the Sabbath. They buried him on the Sabbath. I hope you can see this. You Seventh-day Adventists, wake up. Smell coffee here. In 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth, and the sea, and all that is then, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the seventh day, and hallowed it, in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. If it had been on a Saturday, was the seventh day, it would have been on the 14th day of the month. Are you with me? Ladies and gentlemen, the 14th day was when they crucified him. It was not the 14th day of a continuous cycle of sevens. It was the 14th day of the month at even when they put him in his rest. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, conclusion, that we decide which day of the week which is to be kept holy. Now, if you want to rest and to be buried in his likeness, as is to symbolize his death, what day would you be buried on? Would it be the seventh day, Saturday? No. He was killed on the seventh day. If so be that Saturday was the Sabbath, and it was continuous, the next Sabbath would have been the next Saturday, and that would have been on the 14th day. We know plainly that he was killed on the 14th day, died, taken down, and buried on the Sabbath, which would have been the 14th day, then ending, which was two sevenths, if you Saturday people are correct. And you're not. You're not right. You're out of sync. Satan has taken you by his craftiness and give you a Saturday, seventh-day calendar, which didn't exist in the time of Christ, which did not exist in the time of the Father who rested. It's invented by man and changed and altered as Daniel 7:25 directs you that they changed or altered or confused. That's what Babylon is. That's why it's called Babylon. Yahweh wrote the Ten Commandments with his own finger in Exodus 31:18. In Deuteronomy 9:10, he wrote them on the most enduring thing in the world, and that's rock. Exodus 31:18, and now he writes them on your heart with understanding. Do you understand this? That if he'd have been buried on Saturday, he would have had to been on Friday night. We'll say, that's it, buddy. He was crucified on Friday night and went in the ground and stayed 3 days. Well, let's see now. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and then Monday night. How do we get 3 days here? Does a Roman Catholic calendar correctly have you barking up the wrong tree and keeping the wrong Sabbath? Yes. Emphatically, they can't count, or you can't count. If you could count, you'd come out of her. Thousands of people around the world daily are getting away from Saturday Sabbath. Even the Seventh-day Adventists are coming out of Seventh-day keeping because it's a Gregorian lie. They swallowed the lie of the serpent. They know who she was. They did their homework. They did well. But they jumped out of the frying pan, got in the fire, because they kept Saturday, which was determined by the Gregorian, and Saturday was not the day that he rested. He went into the tomb. If you'll count, let's go back and count, all right? Day one of the month that brings forth the fruit for the healing of the nations. Let's look at it now. Day one would have been a new moon. Make it holy. do no servile work. He didn't say to rest on that day. He said to make this a day before you to reckon for your count. It's a renewal records. Freshly every month, the new moon begins another cycle count. Now, Ezekiel explained this explicitly. There was no problem with Ezekiel. In the 46th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, he explains it real well. On the new moon, the gates to the city, which is the sign day, this is a preparation time that Yahweh commanded you to keep holy, not to work. But it wasn't the Sabbath. See, this is confusing for people that say, "Oh, I can't go with that. That's just so confusing to me. I just can't understand that reasoning and that reckoning." Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's just stop a minute. What's so hard about Ezekiel? Let's draw across the board here these boxes that we're going to put five boxes here, and in box one, we're going to put new moon. And then we're going to, between the first box and the second box, we're going to put six working days. That's when they close. Now we'll draw a line between day one and day six that the gates to the city are closed. No business. Everybody's working now. The blessed day is fixing to come up. All right. Now the second box that you put in would contain what number? If day one is a new moon, then you work 6 days. What day would go in that box? Come on. You can count. And that would be day eight. So then, again, the light of the beacon would be a sign that, again, the covenant that he would make would be light in the worship center, or rest in the worship center. Now that's the first 8 days, and so we rest on the eighth day. Are you with me? Now let's go one more time. Here we go now. We're going somewhere else. We're going exactly back to the point of the scripture. We're going to start working again after this eighth day rest. We're going to rest on day eight now in the box. Now we're going to draw a line from day one, that's the work day. Now the gates are going to close, no light in the window. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and day six. Now then we've got two arrows indicated that between day one and day six, we have the third box containing six more working days. Now, my question, if you count from day one to day eight and then add six more days, 6 and 8 is 14, if I can count. Now, what day was he crucified on? He was crucified on day 14. Now, if you count across the board here, with your count, you're going to have him being killed on the Sabbath day if it's a continuous 7-day cycle. But it's not. He's not killed on the seventh day of that cycle. He's killed on the 14th day of the month. At even, after going down, we know he died at 3 o'clock, but he's taken down before sundown, which the Sabbath is coming on. It's coming into focus. The light is beginning to build again in darkness. We open the window of the light. Now, what day in the third box do we have? What day do we have in the third box here? An answer is day 15. Did he go into the grave on the 15th day? And the answer is unequivocally yes. At the going down of the sun on the 15th day, not at midday, not at the morning in the solar application, not some strange time, at sundown, it began the 15th day and he was laid to rest. Take heed now, if you can't count Ezekiel's calendar here, if you don't understand Ezekiel's calendar, you got a problem. If you can't rest with Yahweh on the 15th day, instead of Saturday when they killed him on the double seven here, if it had been day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven, and our Sabbath, then if you would have went six more days and then rested on the seventh day, that would have been the 14th day. And the 14th day, he was being killed with the lambs, slain, the symbol of the lambs on the work day. You got him being slain instead of resting. The Saturday people have got him slain on the 14th day. Question. After the 15th day, after he arose, what day was that? On the first day of the week, you shall what? You shall have the sheaf, the wave sheaf offering. On the 16th day of the month, which is the first work day, and then if you work six more days, what day would it come up on to have another Sabbath? The 22nd. Do you have any problems here, ladies and gentlemen, with this count? This is a royal flush. Indeed, it's unbeatable. This combination of figures, unmistakable, is the truth, so help me Yahweh. The eighth day is a continuous Sabbath offered eternally by Yahweh as you keep the first day as a reckoning day to prepare to start your count. It's a renewal of the 12 manners of fruit, 12 of the customs moving through its cycle, giving you the ability to rest with him, and the leaves are for the healing of the nation. That's the leaves of the count. Count the leaves. Ladies and gentlemen, it's incredible how that Yahweh knows the truth. And only Yahweh is going to reveal it to those with a perfect heart, with a holy heart, a holy understanding, a holy reckoning. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how could the fourth commandment be the creation of remembrance? There's only one thing that man done that cannot be done. He brought in the sacrifice, the offering of uncleanliness. He changed times. And the fourth commandment is the only commandment that has the most controversy surrounding its reckoning. Now, there's different groups of people keeping different times. The people that keep the seventh day on Saturday by the Gregorian calendar. See, that's the first mistake. The Gregorian calendar did not make a Saturday before a rest day. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Who organized and designed the count? Was Ezekiel wrong? Was the Messiah wrong when he was worshiping on the day that they were circumcising on the eighth day? I don't think so. the Sabbath was made for man. Man must take heed to enter into this Remembrance Day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important. It is the most important thing that you'll have in the Scripture to prove your wholeness. Without, say it with me, without holiness, no man shall see Yahweh. You know why? If you're not in His rest day, you ain't going to enter in. For without are dogs, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters. Listen, Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. It is made before you. Thou shalt not do any work, thou, your son, or your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger. You ain't even supposed to work your cattle, your horses, your tractors. This is a holy day. Nor the stranger in your gate, for in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore, Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Now, if you want to enter into His holiness, you must be resting when He rests. Now, if you was to go back and you go with Him, the Bible said as many have been baptized into His baptism in His name, they've been baptized into His death. Well, what day did He die? He died on the 14th day. He was taken down from the torture stake when He died. And He was resting. He was put in His rest. Listen, what day He was rested on? The 15th. Remember this. $10,000 for anyone that can prove any other day except 8, 15, 22, or 29 a rest day in the Bible. Now, you can never read that He rested on Saturday. That don't work out. The theory that people advance, the fourth commandment is going to be kept holy on the new earth. Isaiah 66, 22 and 23. For as new heavens and a new earth, behold, I make all things new. Which I make shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you're trying to throw the moon out. The Gregorian don't reckon it. Nobody in the world reckon it but the lunar followers. And they're increasing every day. They're getting this truth. They're coming to this truth. It's undeniable. It's unmistakable. You have to be blind, ignorant, and stupid to believe any other thing when it's rightly divided and put in front of you. You just can't deny it. If you go to hell, it will be over Yahweh's dead body. You'll have to walk or disregard the day He rested and walk out of His rest into a false time and a false place to keep your rest. You say, oh, it's the seventh day, glory to God, I know that, and that's on Saturday because the calendar says so. Nowhere in the Bible. Matter of fact, it is easily proven that the Gregorian calendar is the largest bunch of confusion and mess that man has ever devised to get people out of the times and the seasons. What people are breaking the Sabbath by using Saturday, there is 10 times that amount or 100 times that amount breaking it because they keep Sunday. Both of these days are dedicated to the pagan host of heaven. Saturnalia is the planet Saturn. Sunday is the venerable worship of the sun, December the 25th, marked as the birthday on the sun, the rising of the S-U-N, not the S-O-N. Now, let me give you the scripture, and I've got to close. Revelation 22, verse 2. This is my theme tonight. In the midst of the street, and on either side of the river. Now, either side of the river is the six working days. In the river of life is the rest day. There was a tree of life in the mist. He went into the mist on the 15th day. He was buried. It was a Sabbath day, a holy day. He was up on the first day of the week, which was the 16th. The next Sabbath was on the 22nd, hands down. Listen to this. As you can see, from one new moon to the other, shall all nations come and worship before me. From one new moon. That's the count. Now, if you have a new moon, what do? Like Ezekiel said, you work 6 days after the new moon. Work 6 days. Now, that's the seventh day. That was Saturday. That's Saturday on the Gregorian. That's when the day they killed him. He rested on the 15th day, and in the midst of the street, there was a river of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, not every week. You yield your fruit of understanding every month as you keep it holy from one new moon to the next. Within that is 4 Sabbaths to be kept holy. Now I'm going to finish this off very quickly. As I read you, Numbers chapter 29, verse 1. It's a new moon. Blow the trumpet. It's for the appointment. Psalms, again, 119, verse 19, or 104, verse 19. We have the appointment phase of the new moon. If you don't use the new moon to keep your appointments and begin your count, you're not in sync with Yahweh. You could have gate trouble. And I promise you, no man will go there without being in his rest. If he don't recognize you as to keeping his commandments, then you've got a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call on a Friday evening here live around the world. And I love you and I appreciate you. I hope and trust that you can come to the feast in the Kingsgate Inn, Sweetwater, Tennessee. We're going to begin the feast on the night of the 21st. That will be on a Thursday. It's a Thursday night. We will begin the Feast of Tabernacles at the Kingsgate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Call for directions now. We'll give you the particulars. So call for directions if you'd like to attend and you'd like to enter into his rest. You need to hear some more of this. Positive proof that you could be keeping the wrong Sabbath if you're on Saturday or Sunday. Do you want to go to hell? Are you making your way towards hell by denying the truth? Yahweh don't want you to go to hell. With all nations that forget him, he said to remember him and remember to enter into his rest. His rest was by the new moon count, working 6 days after the new moon and then keeping the Sabbath. That'd be on the 8th rather than the 7th. So it's the same seventh-day cycle, but it's out of sync with the world. The world has changed its times and laws, and you don't want to do that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, be with us. Call me. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Write me. It's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Sponsored tonight by Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748, and Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And we love you, and we appreciate you. Give me a call if you'd like to come to the festival. We're going to have a great day entering in his rest. I'll teach you the fundamentals of mathematics. I'm a good math teacher, and I just went to the 8th grade. Praise Yahweh. I am a genius when it comes to the figures. Now, we have said this before. Figures don't lie, but liars figure. You come and check me out, and if I'm not on the money with the rest day that Yahweh rested on, then you call me out. We've got a $10,000 reward for anybody that can prove a Sabbath any other than 8, 15, 22, or 29. Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh keep you is my prayer. We'll see you when we meet on the other side of the mountain. Pastor Buddy, I'll join you tomorrow night here on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world on WWRB.